Boom, bang, crash, woo-wee. My goodness sakes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. The thought for today. My nephew, Tim, from Delaware, sent me a picture that is most expressive and most dramatic. You'll all receive it who are on my email sharing list. And it's a picture of some tower. The tower, I wasn't quite certain what it was. Perhaps it was a electrical tower or something. And then next to it, there was a volcanic, cyclonic tube, like in a tornado. A very dominant tube right next to this tower. And then, because they had to have lighting for it, they didn't have any lighting for that. It was dark, you know, very dark. A bolt of flash of lightning came out of the sky, and it illumined the entire area, illumined the tower, illumined the tube, and illumined everything. And wow, what a powerful bolt of lightning that was. I sent it to all of you. Now, you see, it just goes to show how we live our lives. And we can have this great tower of power next to us, as we do with these electrical towers that dance across the countryside. And we can have a tornado in the black of night, and we would never know it's there. And a tornado is a very serious cloud movement. It sucks up everything wherever it goes. And they have quite a few of them in the Midwest. Well, you wouldn't even know it was there. You would just hear a whirling noise, but you wouldn't know it was there. Because tornadoes are not loud and booming things. They're just whizzing things and whirling things and sucking things. And so, Mother Nature said, "You're missing my show!" And so the photographer happened to be looking out the window with his camera in hand at the moment. And the lightning went flash. And I'm sure he took a number of photographs, but the one that he put on the internet there was just outstanding. Really colorful, glorious, marvelous, and frightening. My goodness, what do you think of? Here, three great power sources all right together, any one of which could do a lot of interesting things to the world, and all harmoniously being together. Amazing. Now, this is how the world is. I talked with a man yesterday, a very educated man, opinionated man, and I think probably he's a party man too. And he didn't feel that Obama was the necessarily best choice for president. And the reason he didn't think Obama was the best choice for president was because he came out of the corrupt politic program of Illinois. And he said he came out so fast. He came out, zoom, you know, out of nowhere he came. But he really didn't come out of nowhere. He was somewhere. And he was building himself up and coming there. But it was his moment, you know. When the time is right, why did baby Jesus be born? Why was Moses around? Why did you come? Why were you born? It's just the time you were born. Are you wonderful? Are you powerful? Are you great? Are you exciting? You sure are. Now, do you think that Jesus was exciting? You think Moses was exciting? You think Obama is exciting? You're comparing Obama to those guys? Wow. Well, I look at it this way. We have elected that man to do a job. Now, let's not worship him, but let's support him with all of our energy and all of our enthusiasm and all of our confidence so that he can do the job that he wants to do, which we believe is good for us, and which he is already doing with great gusto. He is sweeping. Bush could have done that, but Bush didn't have that type of energy. Bush didn't have that type of charisma. Now, here you got a tornado. By itself, it does interesting things. Here you have a power station. By itself, it does interesting things. Here you have a bolt of lightning out of the sky that comes down and whoosh. It doesn't necessarily do anything bad, but it sure illumines the sky. It sure makes its presence known. And what happens when a bolt of lightning flashes in the sky?
Attention.
I'm sorry?
It gets attention.
It gets attention, but a bolt of lightning, they say, electrifies the sky. I say a bolt of lightning neutralizes all of the energy in the sky, because it's coalescing all of the power sources that are might call unbalanced, and gathering them together and annihilating them together with a very special power that we really don't know too much about. But it's an electrical power, an energy power, that's doing wonderful things, and it changes the whole atmosphere. How is the weather usually after a rainstorm or after a thunderstorm or after a lightning storm? It's peaceful. It's calm. It's very nice. It's very special. Now, do you think a man can do that? Do you think a man can be like a lightning bolt? A man can be like a tornado. A man can be like a power station. A man can be any of these things. Well, you say, well, no, that's kind of a heavy-duty thing to put on a man. Well, it's a symbol. It's a pointing to a direction. Now, why is it that in 99% of the homes of the world, the children think their daddy is just great? Mm-hmm. They think their mommy is just great. They think there's no other mommy on earth like their mommy. They see other mummies, and they see what they do, and they do good or bad things. But they really wouldn't change their own mother for anything in the world. And the lady next door is 3 million% better than the mummy you got, you know. But they wouldn't change it, because that's their mummy. And they wouldn't change their daddy, because that's their daddy. And no matter how wonderful somebody else is, their own daddy is always the best. Now, that's a power. That's a charisma, that's an energy, that's an activity that goes on in the energy activities of the world. Now, can we utilize that? Can we take the power of that lightning, the power of that tornado, the power of the powerhouse itself, of these great towers that transfer power across the world? Yes, we can, and we do. We already did it in linking the power in the power generators and in these great towers. We already did it in understanding the tornadoes, understanding these wonderful power sources. And they're going up with airplanes now, and they're seeding them from the sky and causing them to pass on by and do nothing. Now, you say, well, why don't they do it always? Well, they do, but when a tornado is going over an area that is, so to speak, not worthy of saving or not worthy of changing, they don't do it. But when it goes over a city, then they do their very best to make a change. Now, what can you do? How can you handle this? What made Obama jump from apparently nowhere to somewhere? What made him leap into action? Well, he thought to himself, I can do it. I can do it. And so then he put every effort forward. Now, what was the attitude of the other candidates running for president? The attitudes of the other candidates were, I think I can do it, or I'm as good as anybody else, or I don't know, why not me, you know? None of them really had an issue. None of them really had a message. None of them really had a charismatic attitude that they wanted to bring forth into the world, and that they wanted to show the world that the world is a pretty wonderful place. And Obama says, we don't have to go downhill. Here he is, being elected president in one of the worst recessions that the world has ever known, and certainly the greatest monetary recession the world has ever known. But what did he say? He says, the money is there, let's go and use it. And now he's spending money that wasn't there, but was there, and he's using it. He's amazing. I'm not saying we worship him, but this man is putting a dream in motion. Jesus had a dream, and he put it in motion. Moses had a dream, and he put it in motion. All of the great leaders of the world, all the great philosophers and psychologists of the world had a dream, and they put it in motion. What did Martin Luther King said? I have a dream. And all of the people of the United States said, cool. And the blacks said, really cool, you know? This guy's got a direction for us. We now have a leader. And with his leadership, he led them right out of a mental bondage that they were in. It wasn't a physical bondage or a spiritual bondage, but a mental bondage. And what did they say? We have a dream. We now have a dream for ourselves. We have a goal. We have an aspiration. And that's what great leaders do. And that's what the tornado, and that's what the lightning, the hurricane, the floods, that's what they all tell us. They say, pen us up. You take charge. You take charge. When people move to Florida and they move into Hurricane Alley in Florida, they say, this is Hurricane Alley, the hurricane's coming along here. Stop it! Don't name it and claim it, something you don't want. Say, this is now the land of peace. Florida is the land of peace. Florida is a land of quietness, gentleness. Florida is a land of order. Florida is a land of infinite cosmos in its deepest balance. Now, does it work? Oh, you bet it works. Lots of stories are afoot that show that it works. We have students from Florida calling us all the time whenever there's a hurricane coming into their countryside. They say, pray with us, pray with us. And we say, what do you want? You want the hurricane to wipe out your house and get a new one? Or you want the hurricane to go into your neighbor's yard or not yours? Or what do you want? You know? And they say, we don't want the hurricane at all. Well, okay, then there's no hurricane. And the hurricane goes somewhere else. Now, are we the great hurricane movers, destroyers? No, no. We don't care. You and I, living in our non-Hurricane Alley attitude, we don't care what they do. They can do what they want to do. But when they call and say, we don't want a hurricane, okay, no hurricane. May Rowland, who was the head of Unity, Silent Unity, for many, many years when I studied down there, she was there, and she was my boss, and she was a toughy, 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 oh, real tough lady. And she was in her living room and in Kansas City, and she was looking out her window, and she saw this tornado coming right down the street, right toward her. And she was standing in front of her big plate glass window in those days, and she looked at that hurricane down the street, and she said, no. And she closed her eyes, and then she opened her eyes, and the hurricane was gone. Now, is that true? You bet it's true. Can anyone do it? Sure. Do you have to have the confidence, the belief that May Rowland had? It would help. Sylvia is the head of our healing ministry here in Campo, the Worldwide Healing Ministry. She directs it. And what does she do? When people call in and say for a treatment, boom, she gives them a treatment, and she says, it's done. Now, wake up. See it. It's done. You know, you're home perfect. Everything's fantastic. See? Now, she's got to be like a May Rowland. She's got to be a toughie. And tough under all circumstances. No matter what it is, whether it's for her personal life, like May Rowland with the tornado coming at her, or whether it's for helping the hundreds and thousands of people, including the presidents of the United States that wrote into Silent Unity and other great people who have, they were writing in while I was working there. It was quite an experience, but it works. We are the masters of our destiny. We are the masters of our life. And we can say whether we're going to take a picture and we look at the tower standing there and we know it's there, and then we see the tornado and it's in the black of night, we can't see it, and we say, I can't see it. And so flashes a great big light of bolt of lightning, and so now we can see the tornado and the tower, and you take a picture of all of it, and it's glorious. When you look at that picture on the internet, as one of my email receivers, you'll be delighted. And I thank my nephew Tim from Wilmington, Delaware, for sending that in to me. He sends me a lot of very interesting things. But it's really quite something. Quite something. Now, this is off the subject just a little bit, but on it. Trish, who is always sending me things too, she sent me a picture of T-Mobile. T-Mobile sponsored an experience, I guess you call it, an experience of taking a group of people in the most unlikely places and giving them music and giving them some samples of some people that they have paid to go and do this, to dance in front of them. And so here in Times Square in New York, here in Trafalgar Square in London, and Edmonton and other places, the T-Mobile had them play over the loudspeaker of the railroad station dance music, waltz music, the different types of music that they play, and you know that they use body actions and to do all sorts of crazy things. And then they had their 50 people that they'd paid to be out there in the middle, and they started dancing, you know, just dancing. And before you know it, the entire the railroad station people, with hundreds of people, were dancing. And at first, they were looking chagrined and looking, what is this all about, you know?
Nice.
And then they thought, well, what the heck, you know? The music does it to you. And so they started dancing. Well, now you see, that's a programmed thing. And they did it in many other places. Yeah. And it's on the internet, and I send it along to you too. But look at it. Now look at it not incredulously, not as though it could never happen, but look at it from the point of view, this is a programmed response. They expected the people to dance, and the people danced. Old ladies, young ladies, carrying their shopping bags, and some Roman Catholic priests, or some Greek Orthodox with an interesting hat. They zeroed in on his face, and his face was looking like, can I believe it? And then, why not? He threw his arms up, and he danced too. We are the master of our world. Now, they purposefully created that dance situation, which is not a bad thing, but they purposely created it, and then they put it on the email, and they showed the people that we do, by our attitudes, by our way, by our instigation, we can change the cultural thing. We can change everything. Now, when Obama was giving his talks, he had good pre-press. And the people lined up out there, tons of them, thousands of them, in front of hearing his talk. They were ready for him to be a president. And when they said, go, they like one roar went, go. Support, support, support. Now, you go around telling people I'm sick. People say, you're sick. And then they'll tell other people. Everybody says, you're sick, you're sick, you're sick. Now, go around showing people you're well and say, I'm whole and perfect. And then have them join in the parade of saying, I'm whole and perfect. Everybody knows you're whole and perfect. They only know you're whole and perfect. Oh, you could always be a little better. And as you're a little better, you're a little better. And they say, gee, she's looking great. She's looking great. Every day she's looking great. Now, Ellen is so concerned about having photographs taken of her, and they show her wrinkles, because Ellen is 3,024 years old. And so she's afraid they'll see her wrinkles. Now, what do we look at when we look at Ellen? We look at her charisma. You know, we look at her enthusiasm, we look at her joy, we look at her magic. When we look at Mattia, what do we look at him? Do we see a 20-year-old boy? No. We see the sparkling eyes of genius. And that's all. Whatever else he is, that's good too. But a sparkling. Now, is he a genius in a 20-year-old body, a 100-year-old body, a million-year-old body? You know? Is he a Moses, a Jesus, a Michelangelo? What is he, you know? He is whatever he sparkles out. And his age makes no difference. You look at a little tiny baby and you say, my God, you're a little genius. And the kid is a genius doing all sorts of neat little things. You know, little neat little thing for a kid, you know, a little advanced for his age. Yeah. And my friend who came to talk to me about Obama yesterday told me about his granddaughter and how his granddaughter would sit on his wife's lap and when she was just a teeny weeny little nothing, his wife would read stories to her because his wife loved to read. And she read. And the parents like to read and they like to do these things. And the little kid is an advanced little kid. She's now 5-7 years old and she's top of her class and she does everything beautiful and she has a good attitude about herself. She's just a magic girl. Well now, did he create her? Mm-hmm. You bet he did. Is he still creating her? Mm-hmm. You bet he is. Is she going to be the next Obama? You bet she will. And could that be possible?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Right. Now, what if she came out of San Diego? Ugh! My gosh, what good has ever come out of San Diego? A lot of good things. Why do we want to live in the past and say that Illinois had corruption and all that sort of stuff, and that's the kind of person that's going to come out of there? Well, what good can come out of Nazareth? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What good can come out of New York? My goodness. If you look at New York with all the corruption that it has had in the past, you think, wow, they could write books on corruption just on New York. But we don't look at that. We look at New York today. We look at New York as a glorious city. We look at New York through the eyes of Caesar Milan. And he's a dog trainer, and he went to New York to train some dogs. And he said to the lady as he is walking with her and her dogs along the shoreline of New York with the Statue of Liberty in the background, he said, yes, this is a proud place to be. Wow! What? And you know, tingle, 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 his goosebumps were all over his body and all over our body as he was saying, yeah, this is wonderful, this is, and those dogs, they marched along next to him like he was the king himself, you know? The master. So, whenever you see the tornado or see the lightning bolt, remember, turn it into the gem that it is, the beauty that it is, because that's who you are. You're wonderful. You can make an Obama out of everything. And Obama will stand up behind his name because I'm standing up behind him. I don't even know him. All I know is that I like what he says. I like what he's doing, and I like the direction he's going, and I like the fact that the people love him too. That's going to make it all the more easy to have him be one of our outstanding presidents. Now you be the outstanding person that you are in your life. Let everyone look at you and at me and say, I like that guy. I like them. They're very nice. They don't tell me anything. They don't inform me that I got to change. They said, this is what they are doing, and they're playing the music, and the people are dancing. Mm-hmm. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.